ideas and the things that we're going to do for patrons only. Patrons only.
When it switched to Sis B Son Egypt, that shit was fire, and a lot of speculation saying that he was going at Jay Electronica.
He's not.
Yeah, but Terrence Martin was like, that was recorded, you know, 2-3 years ago or whatever, and it's like, okay, cut it out.
Let him say he is.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll spark
Jay Electronica. Yeah. I can't come at you if you don't got no career. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully Jay Electronica will be like, you know what? Fuck that. I was popping shit on Periscope. Mm-hmm. Maybe I need to get in the studio and put something out. So
yeah, didn't he say Kendrick my son or something like that on the Periscope?
Yeah.
Kendrick's my son.
We had a bad day in there when we fucking beefing over Periscope.
On Periscope. Right. You know what I'm saying?
God damn. You got time to be on Periscope, but you can't write an album.
But you can't write an album? Right. Yeah. So, I, you know, people speculated out that verse, but I like that part. I definitely like the second part of track 7. I didn't really care too much about the first part. Just the beat was really catchy.
How you feel about that, like that being Swiss beat?
I thought that was dope. It's five years old, dude. 5 years old. Produce a track for Kendrick Lamar? That's crazy.
Yeah. Like, y'all really believe his 5-year-old produced the fucking
track? He had a video of
him. He had a video of him.
Yeah, but he was just hitting a couple of chords.
Though. But right.
But it's him creating the beat, though.
He's creating the beat, though. That's still it. He probably didn't do it.
Wait,
didn't mix it and match, you know, like, I think he'd had some part in playing the beat. I mean, come on.
So the chords, the bass line, the whole thing.
I'm not saying that. Y'all some hate. Y'all be throwing some shade. I'll be throwing that hot shade, man.
I think, you know, Young Egypt, I'm pretty sure Kendrick wouldn't shot him out for no reason if he had some part in the track.
He just sang that little hook before that.
I think he has something in there.
He played like 2 chords.
And Swizz probably told him what to hit.
And he probably built up from that. You can do that.
Yeah.
It's possible, man.
Tell him how it worked, B.
Yeah, it's possible.
Tell him how it worked. Seriously.
Go subscribe to his channel. And B will show you how to do it.
Yeah, you can build something everything. Simple. You can build something simple. I mean, we saw when we watched Stratocaster how Dre took the simple. Like, you can build that from something simple, dude. I'm not about to get on that. Overall, I do really like this project.
I'm surprised you didn't say anything about the Lost Tapes thing, like the comparison to that. Like, how did you feel in comparison to Nas Lost Tapes? I know you mentioned that before.
I mean, it's like the same concept. Lost Tapes was pretty much the sessions during the IM mm-hmm. and the Nostradamus recordings, and mm-hmm. this is just during the Pimp Butterflies. I mean, I don't, you know, of course, Kendrick is going over live interpretation production, and, you know, Nas was still going over, like, you know, regular studio production. So, I mean, I don't know, it ain't really no difference how I feel. It's just, I just think it's cool that he released it, because I asked for it, so.
Right.
Yeah.
You're going to keep going back to that.
You gonna keep hating.
But it's a great piece of work, and it's just stuff that was sitting on his hard drive, which is crazy. Black jeans, dog.
Which is why I think it's cool that you could live in the moment with this project, because there's no purpose to it. It's just great music. You know what I'm saying?
Because somebody asked for it. LeBron James and B asked for it. B asked for it first,
and then LeBron saw B talking about it, and he was like. Shit, let me get in on this. And right. Levitate.
Stupid.
Appreciate it, B.
I'm with Ken. I do think that this guy is getting to that point where we can solidly say, like, he's one of the best to ever touch a microphone. And it's interesting because I was thinking on the way up here, I was like, what does Kendrick Falling Off sound like? Like, cause you know what I mean? Like, yeah,
like you say, we haven't missed
it. He hasn't. Even though there are songs that I don't like,
but he has
those songs that I don't like are still better than a lot of people's entire projects. I'll go on record as saying the worst Kendrick song is better than Tyga's entire album, and that's a problem.
Discography.
I haven't heard his whole discography. I only heard that one album, and that was bad enough for me. But yeah. I don't even know what else to say, man. This is just a great Kendrick project. I think it's great that Kendrick put it out. I want to thank Based Beezy for letting this happen. Because if B had not sent that tweet, we wouldn't have this Kendrick project. So
it wasn't just when y'all tweet, it was in the video.
Oh, it's in the video too. So when y'all sit down to say your grace for dinner, I want you to throw Beezy's name in there real quick. And thank God for B. Because without B, we wouldn't have this project, man.
I did have a quick question for you, though. Like, being that you were kind of, like, on the side of him you know, you're good if he just doesn't release it. Like, how do you feel about him actually releasing it?
To be honest, 100% mm-hmm. honest, I almost, when I started listening to this, mm-hmm. it started, and I haven't done this yet, but I was wondering if anybody has actually put together a mixtape of all of the live performances, just like the audio.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like Kendrick, when he was doing these songs live, there was just more passion.
Right.
That's not taking anything away from this project, but I almost would prefer the live versions. And mm-hmm. that doesn't happen to a lot of artists. Mm-hmm. But there are some where you're like, damn, the recorded version just didn't have that heart. And I think with this one, even though you can tell he has conviction, of course, but there's just a teeny bit of something missing from it.
But I think that's another reason why he probably put it out in this particular way, mm-hmm. so people wouldn't try to make those comparisons.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It was like, no, this is just raw and untitled. You guys take it how you want it.
Yep.
And that way you can avoid, you know, trying to compare the two performances. Because you know it's not intended to be.
You're going to have to enjoy that live performance the way it is as you're watching it. You know what I'm saying? So that's the treat of seeing him live.
And that was the one thing that I stood up on, the reason why I didn't want this project, because I wanted those live performances to truly live. You know what I'm saying? Because I knew audio wise it wasn't going to be the same. Again, not saying that it's whack, amazing, but it doesn't have that edge, because you don't get to see him. You don't see the actual anger and pain and all of those emotions that you hear on the track. You're not seeing them in his face. You're not seeing him perform it. You're not seeing those emotions come to life, and that's the difference. But either
and
way,
the thing is that he still can do it. You know what I'm saying? He still can perform these lives with that emotion.
But then the comparison comes in. Okay. Then the comparison comes in of, okay, well, you know, is the live version holding up to the recorded version? And this is the first time that I can remember where the opposite has happened.
Hmm.
Does the recorded version hold up to the live version? But I mean, it's fine, because it's a fun thing to debate. It's a fun thing to think about. But the other thing about this project, I almost feel like I liked it more before he dropped it, because there was that mystery. You know, I enjoyed that. It was that mystery of, like you were just saying, like, how much does this motherfucker have on his hard drive? If his, I don't even want to call them throwaways, but if his B-side tracks or the tracks that didn't make it onto the album are this fucking good, because there are songs out here that I liked more than some of the songs on To Pimp a Butterfly. If he has songs like this that are just sitting around collecting dust, there's something to be said about that. So before he dropped this, there was always that mystery that I thought was really cool of, God damn, what does this dude have going on? And there was always that mystery as well of, why is he doing this? Because I never thought for a minute that these were actually recorded songs that he was recording on projects. I thought that he was just doing this for these shows.
With performances only.
Yeah, and that made it that much more intriguing to me. Like, damn, this dude is writing like another extra 12 bars just for the Stephen Colbert show.
Yeah.
I figured he was sitting down and he was writing 18 tracks.
Mm-hmm.
And all of those 18 tracks were going on the album, period.
Yep.
I didn't think there was an extra 10. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So when you start realizing, oh shit, this motherfucker has extra fire in his back pocket, like, what?
Because then it started making you think, like, what did he have during Good Kid, M.A.A.D City?
Right.
What did he have good fucking, Section 80?
Right.
That's crazy.
For patrons only.